About then, the man's wife, who had moved indoors and was peeking through a curtain, began shouting, "He's crazy! He's crazy!" Charming little couple. She snapped the curtains shut, and I was alone with my new friend, and his shotgun, and his thundering Hank Williams Jr., and what was left of his second bottle of whiskey. "I'm a preacher. I just want to invite you to church this Sunday, brother," I yelled above Hank's song. The man adjusted the aim of his shotgun, pointing it at parts of me I didn't enjoy thinking about losing. Then he yelled, "Sing, preacher!" I instantly realized I had two choices: sing a country music lyric, or become a country music lyric. So, as if taken over by the Holy Spirit himself, I witnessed an amazing, uncontrollable thing. My hands shot straight up in the air, and I began belting out, "All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight." One thing's for sure, I never was so thankful that I knew some lyrics to songs by Hank Williams Jr. And I know that reveals I wasn't always listening to praise music myself. My singing must have passed. I left that house in one piece. Our church had modest beginnings. The first church building was a warehouse with no heat, no carpet, and no air conditioning. We hung some shower curtains on the concrete wall to cover up the loading dock doors. Every penny was precious, so our stage was nothing but 2x12s flipped on their sides and covered with plywood, on which I preached using a $19 Radio Shack microphone. Our worship leader led the music through a donated upright piano that had no top and wouldn't stay in tune. We had 40 rusting metal chairs. I do not have one of those stories where I started a church and 6 months later 1,000 people were pushing the walls out. No. Hope and I basically spent about 3 years, without any salary, attracting people who were in the same situation we were: broke, and living on food stamps and other government assistance. We grew person by person, family by family. There were plenty of challenges and some setbacks, but God always blessed us, and it didn't seem we had many enemies. Why are enemies necessary? I know you still may be thinking, is there really no other way for God to accomplish?